We now know who the two women, the mystery women, who were reportedly in Liam Payne's hotel room, you know, about an hour, 30 minutes to an hour before he, as is being reported, jumped to his death. And if you're his girlfriend, and if everything is true, this is already sad enough that you lost your ex to what people are saying is suicide. It's horrible enough as it is on a bender, but they were two escorts that he hired.
Yeah. And, you know, I was saying to Jared before, the thing that I do not care for in all of the articles and all the information that we're seeing about the two escorts, they're really going out of their way to expose who these women are. Mm-hmm. And I just want to remind you that Liam Payne hired them through an escort service. And they're, it seems that they're really trying to drag these women, like exposing their background and where they live and talking about how they're on benefits, living off of benefits in Argentina.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Living in not great areas. And it's like, yeah, well, you know what? I guess clearly they're trying to make money to be able to survive. Yeah. Why are you trying to drag these women?
Oh, no. I mean, it's an Argentinian journalist who is first, middle, last name,
yes.
Like you said. Where they live, what they do for a living. I'm like, dang.
It just seems very unfair.
And I don't know if the laws are there, if this is illegal activities to be an escort in Argentina. But they left prior to 4 p.m. from Payne's hotel room. And they said there was a problem as Liam Payne did not want to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he hires them. And we don't know if anything went down. Like they,
I don't know.
I don't know if they... did the do, and then he's like, I'm not paying you, or they just got in the hotel room, like they were negotiating the thing, and then he was like, I'm not paying that, and then they left.
Well, he wasn't saying necessarily that he wasn't going to pay. It was because, do you remember in the very beginning when we were talking about this, we had very, very few details.
Right.
And some of the details we heard was that Liam Payne had been seen arguing with a mystery woman in the lobby, and he could be overheard saying, I'm going to give $20,000. He goes, I could give you, I'll give you however many million. I am worth $55
million. Right,
because
right.
I want to give this to you. I want to. So who knows what that argument was about?
And was it one of these women or not?
Probably,
though,
I'm
right?
I'm assuming.
$20,000. Wow.
Mm. And they did have to, the women had to give their IDs, which is how they have the information now. They knew who the women were. They had to give photo or copies of their IDs before they could go up into the room to be with Liam Payne. And then they were photographed, I believe, drinking alcohol. They said that they drank. These women are cooperating with police and saying, yeah, we drank alcohol. I don't know if there were services exchanged. But either way, we know Liam Payne hired them off of a website.
Yeah, escort website. Yeah. And they did not pay them. And then so his... the last few hours after his girlfriend left.
Two days prior.
He had escorts, like, right away coming over to his hotel room. So
it doesn't look good.
Like, a life out of control,
it
for sure.
It does not look good.
Spiraling out of control. And I don't know if that's the norm for him. Don't know. Like, if his girlfriend's not there, is he getting escorts? Definitely not your first time. You're like, hey, my girlfriend left. What should I do? Oh, get escorts.
Yeah. Oh, escorts from a website. Do you Google that? Do you just say,
I don't know.
How do I find escorts in Argentina?
Probably has a guy.
Yeah, I got a guy.
Go to the concierge desk.
Yeah.
Like,
they got a guy.
Call for room service.
Yeah.
Like, I need two high-priced prostitutes.
Well, I love a cheeseburger with bacon and two escorts.
Right. Two escorts, please.
Oh, and don't forget the soapbox full of drugs, please.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to also need, again, not his first rodeo.
No, it's not.
I definitely feel like if you have access to the drugs, whoever that is probably has access to the escorts.
100%.
Like, you either have access to both of those things or neither.
Because then they're like, what are you worth to somebody?
Exactly.
You can't offer the drugs and the women.
Exactly. If you have the connections to get one of those things, you have the connections to get the other.
You got to be diversified. You can't just have all your, you know, game and drugs and soapboxes.
No, really. Well, and I don't want to come across.
We're not making light of it, but it is just a out of control story.
It is. And I'm not trying to come across as somebody who's like pro prostitution, but I don't think it's right to drag these women. I truly do not. They were hired from a site, from an out-of-control celebrity, and it is tragic what happened to him. It's tragic.
Yeah.
But he is, I mean, it's the same thought that I have about how, you know, some of the theories going around saying Liam Payne was targeted.
Right.
It's based, we forced the drugs down his throat.
No.
No, you didn't.
No.
He was not preyed upon. I just don't buy into that. He made his decisions.
Exactly.
They were very, very poor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad because he's in a very, obviously not a good place mentally. And that is sad.
It is sad.
It's sad, I mean, and it's tragic.
You know, according to everything we're reading, he jumped and took his life. And if he didn't, you know, the pink cocaine, which we never heard of, which was what, Molly, ketamine, and meth mix?
And meth, yep. And sometimes
cocaine.
Sometimes includes cocaine. But there was also cocaine in his system, so there was cocaine present at some point.
Yeah. Let's see here.
And alcohol, and then also anti-anxiety medicine.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's, that's a lot on your system. It says prostitution in Argentina, there's no federal laws against it. But organized prostitution, which if you're working for escort service, is illegal.
Is illegal.
So organized prostitution, brothels, prostitution rings, and pimping is illegal in Argentina. It says dealt with on a local level. But it's not against the against federal law to be a prostitute, but you can't be organized.
Again, either way, women didn't come into this thinking that it was going to turn into a crime scene investigation.
Yeah, right. I don't mind them saying their names because, like, they're engaged in illegal activity, said they were two. But I don't understand saying where they live.
And where they come from.
Where they come from, what they do for a living during the day.
And their background.
That seems unnecessary.
And talking about how, I think, one of them.
On welfare.
Yes, and lives who they live with.
That's too much.
To me, that's a very dangerous situation.
Right.
And clearly doing it because they're trying to make a living.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think that they would put it all on the line. I don't know. It just seems very unfair to me.
Yeah. The whole situation is just tragic all the way around.